This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I will say, this is not why I liked it, but one of the themes of Kobe Altman's press conference today was mirroring some of the things we've said about the impact of the DeAndre Hunter trade, which is that this is a move that is for the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have time to reclaim any chemistry that might have been altered by trading Caris LeVert and George Niang. So this is the time to make that trade, and you've got plenty of runway to do that. And then, you know, we kind of got into some of the facts about what he brings offensively and what they think they can get out of him defensively. Like, you couldn't draw up a better fit on paper. And part of this is, like, a year ago, they make this trade, and I love the trade. And then I probably spend April, May, and probably just mostly May complaining about like a guy like DeAndre Hunter's usage within like an offense. I don't have to worry about that now.
Right.
Like Kenny Atkinson, I think, is really smart about defining specific roles and going from there. And so it's not just vibes are up. Like, I was thinking about this today. Yesterday we talked about the Ben Simmons rumor, and apparently he's finalizing the buyout in Brooklyn, and the Cavs are one of three teams. I think it's the Clippers, and I can't remember the third team that are
Houston
that are talking to him about signing him as a buyout candidate. And initially yesterday, you saw my face. It was not great.
Yeah, in fact, that's why I went so hard to be like, listen, it's just a buyout guy. Don't worry about it. Let's not ruin the day. It's a good day.
Well, the more I thought about it, Ben Simmons as a secondary creator off the bench is something you don't have because you traded Caris. I know Ty Jerome could do some of that. I know Sam, like they've got a couple guys, but Ben Simmons is a legit NBA creator, and he's also like he's the rare kind of Swiss Army knife that can kind of be protection on the perimeter if you need it, playmaking if you need it, and as a backup big.
I mean, at his apex, Nick, and I'm not going to speak to the injured Ben Simmons. That might completely be different, but he could guard 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and listen,
it's incredibly valuable.
Listen, I think Ben Simmons is a far bigger concern to the chemistry than DeAndre Hunter is, right? Because some of the knocks on Ben, we don't know him. We've not watched, I don't think I've watched Ben play a lot of basketball this year or since his peak in Philadelphia. I haven't paid a lot of attention to him because it just hasn't been relevant.
He's had a lot of back injuries.
But I will say, like, the knock on him and the biggest question mark is, does the guy love basketball?
Yeah, does he care?
Yeah, that's the risk. You put a guy that doesn't care in this locker room and he will stick out like a sore thumb. I'm going to imagine that through any conversations the Cavs have with him, they're going to ascertain how serious he is, what he really envisions, and they're going to pitch to him a specific role. That's probably the 9th guy in the rotation in the regular season, and probably a guy who's like a, all right, we've gotten off to a bad start. We need to kind of change things. Let's throw Ben out there with like the second unit and see where it goes. And he'll have to play his way into more time in the postseason.
Yeah, but, okay. The concern I would have, and I want to use basically what I think a Nick Wilson principle would be in having this discussion, okay?
Yeah, that's your fault for thinking I have principles.
So we what do we know? We know that he is obviously very tall, 6'10".
Yeah. Well done.
Very good. Very tall.
Yeah.
But we know that he struggled with his mental health, yeah. And we know that he's had a lot of back issues.
Also Australian.
The question about whether or not he cares is a real deal.
Uh-huh.
So for someone that's made $200 million, this is where your principle comes in. For someone that's made $200 million, is he going to have a give a damn? Like, is he going to care enough to make the... $1 million to come play for the Cavs and potentially just get sparing minutes off the bench?
I think that's a great question. I think in every situation, I think the most important thing to Ben is, like, what do you want out of this? Because if Ben starts out at the back end of the bench and plays his way farther up the ranks, the reward could be really immense. And I know the concern is always, can he score enough to stay on the court in the postseason? I'm going to catch 22 you, because I think there's a balance between how good of defense he can play and specifically, can he body up, and he should be able to. Guys like Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, I think he could also give a guy like Al Horford some fits for some of the things he can do stylistically. Like,
I mean, you got to use very specific times when you use him,
yes.
Though, because like one of the big knocks on him is they try to turn, you know, Evan Mobley has graduated into more three-point attempts, and maybe we'll get there one day where he's more than just 2 3-point attempts a game.
It's three, by the way.
I shorted him one. You're right. I did short him one. But
put some respect on him.
But the point is that like they like in Brooklyn, they were pleading with him just to go outside and shoot 1 3-pointer, and he wouldn't do it. He just refused to do it. He's like, no, it's not going to happen. And so when you use him, you have to use him with the idea that you're going to clog up the paint. Like it's going to be a reality, but he can guard anybody. And so defensively, I think he could, there's value there, Nick.
Yeah. And listen, this is, I think, the most important. And I think the Cavs are smart enough. If he gets in the building and there's any sign that his give a damn is busted, he'll be gone. Like the Cavs, I think this is where we do have to trust the Cavs of, they're not beholden to if Ben Simmons comes in 10 games in and he just doesn't have it, doesn't care, whatever.
Yeah.
Just throw him out on the street and find another buyout candidate.
I think the lack of pressure on him is going to be great, because I think that's where he really melted down, is having so much pressure on himself and feeling like he had the weight of the world on his shoulders. And in this, the Cavs aren't dependent on Ben Simmons to win a title or lose a title. And I think in those moments, people like that, he can shine. It's just whether or not, you know, he wants to care for $1 million when he's made $200 million.
Well, and listen, if I'm saying this about, you know, the risk of DeAndre Hunter is he going to know his role in the offense? Is he going to be comfortable? And is he, you know, like if you're Kenny Atkinson, you're going to have to go to DeAndre and say, you're our stopper, and that's what I want of you. And the faith that I have in that with Kenny is he did that with Karis. Look at Karis and how good defense. Karis was taking on some matchups this year that in previous years we were not getting out of Karis. And he was, listen, there are some advantages that he just doesn't have in those matchups, and he still was giving you quality defensive minutes. I'm going to go with a guy who's a little bit.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Maybe more fit for the style of defense you want to play in the postseason. I'm going to go ahead and say he's going to be able to do that with DeAndre Hunter. So if I feel confident about, all right, he's going to give you the role of, he's going to give DeAndre Hunter the role, I feel the same thing about Ben Simmons. And I kind of think, again, it's one of those things where if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Right, and move on. It is what it is.
And if it does work out, like, I don't think it's hyperbolic to say.
Then Atkinson's going to be the basketball whisperer.
Yeah, well, and Ben Simmons will have an NBA career next year.
Yeah,
he would have that if, for where things are right now.
That's what he's got to be playing for. But again, we don't even know if that's something that even appeals to him. Again, the Nick Wilson principle, $200 million. You just don't have to care anymore, right?
Is that
the dividing line, $200 million?
Do you know the last time Ben Simmons, I had to make sure, because I said this to the kid at Starbucks today, who's like the biggest Cavs fan.
You throwing some takes out there for the kid at Starbucks?
No, he...
Is he your warm-up?
No, he actually
your
always...
Your bullpen session?
He always engages me in Cleveland sports. I have no idea. He's a really young kid. I have no idea if he knows who I am. But we just talk Cavs, and he's like, hey, today he's like, hey, my favorite customer.
Wow, you got a favorite customer. Now, does he reward you for being the favorite customer?
No, not at all. That's how I know he doesn't know me, because when people know Nick Wilson, they're like, this guy likes things on the cheap.
I mean, like, cool thing about being a favorite customer is you get some freebies from time to time. Starbucks is a place that they'll do that, by the way. They'll give you freeze. They can keep you moving through the line without ringing it up.
We're not there yet, but I think we're building there. But
okay.
I said this. You know, Ben hasn't attempted a three-point shot. Attempted, not made.
Yeah, no, he's scared to do it. He won't do it.
Since 2022.
He's publicly talked about them wanting to, they wanted him to be a three-point shooter, and he's like, I think I'm bad at that. I don't want to do it. He basically got scared off of shooting three-pointers.
I understand, and it's reasonable that every fan out there has some sort of brand fear. They look at the brand that is Ben Simmons and go, I don't want that anywhere near my team.
And that's more Jenner and the Jenner stuff, is it not?
No,
the TMZ nonsense.
I think it's about $200 million for a guy that has done diddly squats.
He went
since
from NBA
2021.
All-Star to being an absolute bust, but somewhere in between there, people got circus in their head.
I would say it's the year he sat out or was injured, however you want to frame that one. But this goes back to this is where this is the best I've felt about the Cavs since LeBron left, right? That I look at this and I go, okay, I get playmaking, defensive advantage on both the perimeter and interior.
Yeah.
And I can kind of see him having a role, not a huge role, but that dude has one. This is the real principle. If he has one game in the playoffs where he makes a difference, that might be the difference between you going to the NBA Finals or winning a title or not. Like, that's how much singular guys, the 8th, 9th, 10th guys, the Dante Jones of it all, like, those guys only need to make an impact in one game in a positive sense, and they win.
Well, and the reality is that if the Ben Simmons or the Ben Simmons, whoever that ends up becoming, whoever the buyout is, the reality is probably not going to have much of an impact in the playoffs anyway.
Well, again, one game is a huge impact for a role player.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, we'll see if that actually comes to fruition anyway, because a lot of these teams just play 8 guys. That's what makes the Cavs so interesting, is because we don't know how deep they're going to go into their bench in the postseason anyway.
I think Kenny Atkinson, because people keep saying, well, you only play 8 guys. Yeah, but you don't play the same 8 guys every night. You do cycle through 7, 8, 9, 10 in different series, and one of the things I'm selling Ben Simmons just because I think it's a brilliant buy low.
It's a buy low, and you might have a lot of reward at the end.
Yeah, and that lot of rewards.
And if you don't, it's not the end of the world either.
The lot of rewards specifically comes in series against Boston and New York, which I think are the only two real threats to you so far this year. 216-474-0092. Is this the best you felt about the Cavs since LeBron left? And he's the Browns quarterback of today and maybe a superstar of the future. That leads off Quick Hits in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.